Welcome to the Psalms of Ascent podcast series, a daily series helping our hearts and minds be in a healthy place whilst the COVID-19 virus is doing its worst. Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So join me as we journey from despair to hope, from the wilderness to the presence of God. Today, it's Quiet Time Coaching, episode 148. And we've moved on to a new psalm. It's Psalm 123. Today, I'm going to read the whole psalm and then just give a bit of an overview. And we'll dig into verse 1 tomorrow. Psalm 123, a song of ascents. I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord, our God, till he shows us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy on us, for we have endured no end of contempt. We have endured no end of ridicule from the arrogant, of contempt from the proud. And there it ends. Interesting psalm, isn't it? Let's talk about some things from the psalm here. The very first word is I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven. But it's a psalm well rooted in community, because if you look at it, the rest of the psalm is about us and our and we. Our eyes look to the Lord, our God. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy on us. We have endured no end of contempt. We have endured no end of ridicule. So the psalmist is speaking, in a sense, personally, but he's speaking on behalf of the community and with the community. This psalm is one of what are called one of the psalms of communal lament. There are a few of those. I'm not going to reference them all here because there's quite a few, but I will put all the other communal lament psalms, the references to those, in the show notes if you want to look at those. Eugene Peterson, in his book, says this on page 76. The communal lament makes a vigorous, nearly accusatory address to Yahweh, imputing responsibility to Yahweh for the disaster, whether through neglect or hostility. But even when an accusatory tone is employed, it is clear that the lament is an act of faith. For only Yahweh, who caused the trouble, can right the wrong. Yahweh caused the trouble, either causing it directly or allowing it and thereby causing it indirectly, but only he can right the wrong. That's right. And so it's a prayer of faith as much as it is a prayer of accusation and despair. This pilgrim, and all pilgrims, have been through many moods. They were going through many moods on their journey to Jerusalem, and so do we, don't we, in the Christian life. Some of us are perhaps labelled more moody than others. I don't know if that's fair or not, but we do go through periods of life where we have different feelings and perspectives on God and what he's doing. And this psalm helps us remember at least this, that you and I are allowed to take these moods to God. Whatever mood you are in, whether you think it's even righteous or not, you can take it to God. This was written down and preserved in God's book so that we would know it's okay. Even if this psalm is one of accusation, God has allowed it. Now, of course, it's not the last word, and we're going to move on into the other psalms and see that, but it's real. It's so important. It's so important that we're honest with God. You and I know Jesus was honest with God. The prayers in Gethsemane were where Jesus expressed the challenges he was going through. They were real. It helps us to remember. This psalm helps us to remember God is interested in you and I and every part of our lives. Good, the bad, the easy, and the difficult. In your time of quiet with God today, why not take who you are right now to God, even if it's messy? Till tomorrow, take care and God bless.